welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features St. Charles hosting Canal Fulton Northwest. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
Well, it wasn't one loss last week for St. Charles. When you look at it, Larry Wolf, it was four losses. They lost to DeSales in the contest on the field last weekend to the tune of 38-7, but they also lost their quarterback, Brooks McCann, to a broken ankle. Their running back, kick returner, and punt returner, Jordan Berkey, to a concussion, and then running back and defensive back, Zach Franz, to an ACL injury. They're 2-7. They take on Northwest, 6-3 in the campaign. Can they compete in this contest tonight?
Absolutely, they can compete, and I expect them to compete. This is all hands on deck. It's the last game. You're sending your seniors out, and I expect every one of these younger kids and the seniors to step up and play the best game they've played all year. And if they do that, it'll be good enough.
For St. Charles, no way they can make it into the playoffs. They are mathematically eliminated. For Northwest, well, they have a mathematical chance. But then again, the 8, 9, and 10 seeds all have to lose, plus more of their wins have to win than their opponents' wins. And that's just to have a chance to make it into the top 8 for the Indians. Find out more about that as the night progresses. But first, we'll step aside. On the other side, we will talk to both head coaches. As we remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Indians, Joe Harbor. And, Coach, thanks for your time. Talk about your team season. You were up, down, and now back up again.
Yeah, we've been kind of streaky. We won three against, honestly, not great competition. We lost three against really good competition. But now we've played some pretty solid competition and won three in a row again. So I think we found our identity and just took a while to figure out what we were best at.
Now, at 6-3, you're kind of on the cusp as a playoff team, are you not?
Yeah, we have a mathematical chance. We need some help. We're sitting 11, 8, 9, 10, all have to lose, and more of our wins win than their wins. So we're alive mathematically. It's a long shot, but so is the lottery, and someone's got to win the lottery, so maybe it can be us if we can get the 7.
And let's talk about your offense. You had a couple of injuries, but you had a guy that had a breakout game in Brian Hall a couple of weeks ago. Can you talk about your offense?
Yeah, we've gone to more of a running attack, and we were being led by Joe Waring, a three-year starter at a running back, real versatile kid. We put him out wide and in the backfield, but we were convinced to put him back in the backfield and be a almost full-time running team, and he blows his shoulder out on a kickoff of Warrensville. And then Brian Hall, who's been always been the number two punch behind him, started carrying the ball 25, 35 times a game, a workload he's never carried, and done a great job and broke out for 350 yards against Mansfield Mass a couple weeks ago. So we always knew he was a great running back, but I don't know if we ever thought he could carry the load like that, but he certainly proved us wrong.
Big play offense, or with that being said then, are you a ball control team?
Well, for success recently, it's ball control because it's just the offense we're running. But against Madison, we hit some big gashes to get the 350. So it's a run-first team right now, so that's ball control. But our backs all have big playability if we can get them in the open field.
Let's talk about that 42 defense. What do they offer?
Well, the 4-2 defense is very versatile, like to self-adjust. And, you know, our struggles against the three losses and even the early three wins, we gave up the big play way too much. We were, you know, the old out, the old thing everyone says is bend, don't break. We were the opposite. We never bent, but we broke once in a while. And they fixed that now. We've got back to much more solid defense and taking away the big play and really been a pretty complete defense the last couple weeks.
Coach, keys to victory tonight against the Cards. What do you have to do to beat St. Charles?
Well, we got to contain their running back. I know, I think he was out for a few games, but on film, he was back last week, and he's very explosive. He hurt us a lot last year. He's big play potential, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel, so we got to contain his ability to make cutbacks and that stuff. And we just got to keep winning the line of scrimmage. The last 3 weeks, we've won with ground and pound and winning the line of scrimmage, and we have to make sure we win the surge up front and give our running backs a chance.
Is it as fun now as when you started as a head coach?
Every year is fun, but every year has its challenges, you know. So, I mean, I guess winning more will be fun. But Northwest is a great community. I got great support. I got great kids. So, yeah, it's fun. A few more wins will be more fun. But, you know, I love being here at Northwest, and I'm happy to be back.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer. Which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to miraclemotormart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Cardinals, Bob Jacoby. And Coach, give us the report card and a health update on the team after week number 9 against DeSales.
Well, we lost three players last week that are three of probably our four most productive players. And quarterback's out with a broken leg. His name is Brooks McCann. At tailback, we had Jordan Berkey is in a concussion protocol, I guess you'd call it. Also, we have Zach Franz tore his ACL. He is our starting free safety, so we've got some holes to fill there, and we already had some losses due to eligibility, which has forced us to jockey some people around in the lineup.
What's the mindset of the team? How up are they now for week number 10?
Our team's really resilient. I'm really proud of the way they've approached practice and things. They're coming out every week and giving us their best effort. And that's just not talk. That's a real perception on my part. And so, you know, I like this team. I think we've had a good year. It's just been a tough schedule, and we've had some unfortunate things happen along the way, but you couldn't ask more out of a group of guys that are in the situation that they're in right now.
Let's talk about your opponent tonight in Northwest. This is a team that has a chance to make the playoffs. What do you know about them, and what do you have to do to come out on top in the contest this evening?
Well, we don't know much about them, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but they're not a LaSalle or a DeSales. That's who we've played the last 2 weeks. So it's more on par with what our athletic ability is, and if we can get these guys in positions and get them the information they need to perform at their expected level, I think we can compete this week.
With the injuries you've had on offense, does that limit some of the plays you can pull out of the playbook?
It does, but it does in this way. We're going to be more simple, try to get the ball to Davion a lot more. We feel like if he can get his hands on the ball enough times, he's going to give us an opportunity to score, maybe unlike what we've had at any other point this year. Davion hasn't been healthy till last week, so it's kind of ironic. We got him back at full strength, and then these other guys went down.
And finally, as you sit back in your rocking chair at the end of the season, how will you assess your first year back in the CCL?
Well, we knew it was going to be a tough road to haul. You know, you're playing a defending state champ, then you're playing another team from our league that is probably going to be the odds-on favorite to be the Division III state champ. I think we had a good year in some ways, but obviously, you know, you want to have a winning record. We didn't establish that.
Coach, thanks for all your help this season.
Thank you, Randy. We appreciate you guys covering our game tonight.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app, available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
Hard to believe, but week 10 of the high school football season is already here. Last chance for teams to make their case for the playoffs. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Let's let you know what's going on tonight with the area Catholic teams as all of them wrap up their regular season tonight. DeSales looks to have the ninth undefeated season in school history tonight on the road at Mount Vernon. Watterson looks to make two in a row down at Winton Woods tonight. Hartley hosts the reigning Sports Academy. Reedy, with their playoff lives on the line, are at Fayetteville. Newark Catholic is on the road at Watkins Memorial. And Fisher Catholic looks to end the season on a high note at Whitehall this evening. Some huge games around the area tonight with playoff implications that we'll try to keep you up to date on this evening. Reynoldsburg is at Lancaster. Olentangy is at Westerville Central. Westerville South is at Olentangy Orange. Upper Arlington at Dublin Kaufman. Kilbourne is at Jerome. Scioto is at Darby. Newark is at Franklin Heights. And New Albany is at Groveport. Grandview in the Mid-State League heads to Bexley. London is at Columbus Academy. Harvest Prep takes on Fairfield Christian Academy. And in the Licking County League tonight, Licking Valley is at Licking Heights in a battle of undefeateds as Johnstown heads to Heath. Don't forget, after the game, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Get all the area scores and hear from the coaches. Stay tuned right here to AM 820. Let's head out to Walt Plank Field now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for tonight's St. Charles Canal Fulton Northwest CCL Game of the Week.
Thank you, Ryan. And Northwest won the toss. We'll receive going from left to right. 57 degrees, partly cloudy skies, although it's becoming dark, so doesn't matter. Wind from the southwest at 2 miles an hour. Clayton Anderson addresses the ball, says hello, ball, and we're underway. And the return is going to start by Martin from inside the 5-yard line. And Martin's going to bring it up for return. It'll take him up to around the 18. So deep in their own territories where the Northwest Indians will start their first offensive possession after Nazir Martin was on the return. The tight end, along with Martin as a wideout, is Brock Manet. Across the front, it is Trevor Summers, Carlos De Gea, Tommy Dolinsky, Andrew Trewin, and Colton Rhodes. The wide receiver is Wrighton Gregorich. The quarterback is Luke Fennell. Running back Brian Hall, and the running back on the other side is Eli Beers. Now, Brian Hall's a guy that against Madison Comprehensive, you knew it as Mansfield Madison, rushed for 355 yards. They go with the three-back look that time. Before we get going, we have a false start on the offense, so we'll march it back five more. Actually, the ball's going to be marked at the 23-yard line, but now we'll take it back to around the 17-yard line after that penalty. And Davion Johnson is indeed wearing number four out there.
Number 44.
He's changed to 44. Yeah. Interesting scenario here tonight. St. Charles came up with a brand new set of numbers right before this contest. So we are changing numerals on the fly. So the false start moves it back to the 17, Larry, first and 15 from there. A low snap, and they'll keep it on the ground and try to wedge it out across the 20-yard line. And that time is the quarterback, Fennell, on the keeper. Fennell's a guy that rushing the ball, you know, you talk about a quarterback, think about passing yards. 151 carries, good for 739 yards on the campaign, too. And he's got one touchdown. Passing, he's 53 of 107 for 629, five touchdowns and six picks.
You mentioned Jordan Berkey before the game being injured last week, and that's why Davion Johnson's wearing number 44. He's wearing Jordan Berkey's number to honor Jordan tonight.
They're going to mark the knee down actually at the 19-yard line, second down and 13 from there. And they'll keep it on the ground, get it across the 20-yard line to around the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. This is a team now that likes the identity of keeping it on the ground as Fennell on the carry. They do that at Northwest simply because they had some injuries as well earlier in the season. They lost the wide receiver Austin Bolinovich to a concussion to week number four. Then their starting running back, Joe Waring, injured his shoulder in the Warrensville game on the opening kickoff. So that meant that Brian Hull, who's the number two back, became the featured back. And all he's done now, Larry, is carry the ball 138 times for 905 yards.
And he's hoping to go over 1,000 tonight, that's for sure. We're in a spread look here.
And they've got two to the top, one to the bottom. Fennell lost the handle. The ball is free. And St. Charles comes up with a recovery. Fennell tried to pull away before he had the football, and the Cards get the recovery on the play.
I think it was Stephen Cottrell on the recovery there. He was actually in a shotgun spread formation, and he backed away as the ball came to him. The ball dropped straight down. Stephen Cottrell fell on it for the Cardinals. So the Cardinals are in great shape here with a first and 10 at about the 16-yard line.
Indeed, Cottrell on the recovery, so mark the ball just past the 15-yard line. If it was soccer, they'd be in good shape right now, and even for football, they're in good shape. Absolutely. The ball's going to be touching the 17-yard line, first and 10 from there, with 10:36 left to go. We'll talk about that offense for St. Charles after this first down play. And Davion Anderson is going to get a healthy dose of carries. Davion Johnson, I should say, with the frame that goes 5'11", 165, and a senior last week against the Sales, 26 carries, 123 yards, one touchdown, and that was a 43 yards. Davion Johnson in the backfield, along with Anthony Miller, and then Charles Quinn is the flanker. Carl McGowan is the quarterback. He broke his foot in preseason practice, but he replaces now the injured Brooks McCann, who broke his ankle last week against the Sales.
That's the kind of turnabout is fair play you don't really want to see if you're a coach, that's for sure. Both your quarterbacks going down at one point or the other.
Backs from an offset eye, second down and 10, back of the 17-yard line. No gain on the first down play. And collision in the backfield, and this time they're going to have to eat it as Carl McGowan tried to turn the corner on the right side. Absolutely nothing there. Take a look up front offensively for St. Charles. Tanner Fix is a wide out on the other side. The tight end is Eric Lohheiser. The offensive line on the quick side, Will Sherman along with Luke Brake. The center is Michael Feldman. The strong guard is Jacob Sattler. And the strong tackle is Charles Cottle.
Well, St. Charles needs to get some of this yardage back. They may or may not be able to get a first down all the way down to the 7, but if they can get it closer, they'll be in better field goal position here. They need to score early.
Yeah, Clayton Anderson with a range of about 35 yards. We apologize as well, too, because St. Charles has supplied no stats for this contest on the season either. So it'll be third down and just about 15 from the 22-yard line. Off the left side, looking for something and finding absolutely nothing. A great job by that Indian defense to stay at home and make the hit on the play.
Colton Rhodes just ate that up. He is a defensive tackle for the Indians, and he just did a nice job that time just swallowing them up.
6'3 and 275 is the frame for that guy. So let's see if Anderson opts to go for a long field goal. Indeed, that looks like the case.
Not a 42-yarder.
With 8:45 and ticking.
The Cards need this to desperately go through. They need to get a lead.
They need an 11th man, too.
Yes.
Late on the field is Chuck Cottle. So from 42 yards out, bad snap, scooped up, rolling, and trying to find anything he can and finding absolutely nothing. That time is the holder, Jake Moore. Jake Moore had a high snap, caught it with one hand, then tried to get up and make something out of it as he rolled to his right, but he was pressured and knocked down. So they try to score on the field goal attempt, and they come away empty with 8:26 left to go. So for the Indians, they dodge a bullet, and they get the ball back in better field position.
The snap was a little bit high. It was above his helmet, and that's, you know, that's one of those breakdowns you have in special teams you really don't want. But 42 yards would have pushed his limit anyhow, so it was a risk.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. They go with a triad in the backfield. One back to either side. Fennell's going to hand it off the left side and getting to the 37, maybe the 38. Brian Hall with perhaps a half-yard gain on the play. He's the guy that rushed for over 350 yards. We mentioned the fact that he was the second choice behind Joe Waring. Great vision, great cutbacks, and a guy that they think has a promising future maybe in some D3 college football next year. He really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Davion Johnson came out of nowhere on that play, too, to make the stop right at the line of scrimmage from his safety position.
Wagner, Beers, and Hull in the backfield along with Luke Fennell. And this time, it's Fennell on the keeper, and Fennell is knocked down back of the 35-yard line. Larry, interesting look. They go with three backs in the backfield, one to either side of Fennell, and then one back oftentimes behind him.
Yeah, it's really like the old single wing look, where you have four backs in the backfield stacked next to each other, and it gives them a chance to do some misdirection and some power, and they don't have to shift people around very much. So, but it also allows St. Charles to put nine in the box. So, you know, it might work to St. Charles' advantage here.
Loss of two to the 35, third down and 12 from there, 7:23 left to go first quarter. We are scoreless. Right. Two wide to the top, widest to that side is Nazir Martin. And we have motion as leaving early that time is Brock Minnie, the tight end on the left side. That'll be a false start instead of back five. Defensively for St. Charles up front, Eric Cawthorn, Grant Griffith, and at nose, Eddie Holtz alternating with Stephen Cottrell. The defensive end is Maxwell Congrove. The linebackers, Kevin Leary, Greg Scarpetti. Now the strong side linebacker sometimes is Ryan Sparr or Ian Klingler. In the secondary, Joseph Rivera, Peter Griffith, and Davion Johnson wearing 44 tonight. As Larry mentioned, instead of the number four, as a salute to his teammate in Jordan Berkey. So third down now in 17 from the 30. And this time I think St. Charles may have violated the neutral zone. And I think the Indians will get the 5 yards back.
This game seems like it's going to be one of those games decided by a block kick somewhere. It looks like both defenses can stop both offenses so far. And it looks like it's just going to be decided by one of those crazy plays in football.
I hearken back to the Watterson-St. Charles game that St. Charles won in overtime, 10-7, 17 punts in that contest. But we haven't seen one yet in this one with 6:48 left to go.
Both punters lettered that night.
Boom, boom, boom. Martin to the bottom, two wide to the top, including Ryan Gregorich showing a blitz from the outside of St. Charles, and they're coming. Quick pass across the middle, and the pass is incomplete, intended on the play for number 19. And Ryan Gregorich paid the price right around the 42-yard line as the hit was high that time, and nearly shoulders and head got separated from each other.
Well, the pass was high over the middle. That's one of the no-nos if you're a quarterback. Throw the ball down in the body frame where the guy can go and protect himself and make the catch, and Davion Johnson nearly decapitated him.
And Johnson, by the way, is now standing back at his own 25-yard line.
This is one of those plays that Davion Johnson can make in the open field, and he's a very, very good, speedy returner. So let's see what he's got here.
Luke Fennell to punt, the quarterback, averaging 32.7 per punt. Line drive affair this time. It's going to hit inside the 35 and roll sideways and head out of bounds at around the 27-yard line. St. Charles will get their second possession. Scoreless here, just about halfway through the first quarter, and again, that punt goes 37 yards, so we'll see more of Carl McGowan, a quarterback, 5'9", 195, and a senior. If you're wondering who backs him up, it's Dan DiNapoli, 6'2", 185, and a sophomore. But St. Charles really got decimated last week in that loss to the DeSales Stallions.
Well, it's tough. You know, you're thin to begin with, and then you lose three very important key starters. And it's not that you want to lose anybody, but a quarterback, your best running back, and, you know, arguably one of your best athletes. So,
now, of your 22 starters, you lost five right there with those three guys. So first and 10 now. Mark the ball right at the 29-yard line. They're going to say it went out of bounds. Wide to the bottom of the set now is Tanner Fix for the Cards on this first down play. Backs from an offset eye. A wing to the bottom. Davion Johnson wants the football, but instead it's going to be a keeper that time by McGowan.
I think they fumbled the snap there.
Yeah, they did. It was going to go to Davion Johnson as he came forward, kind of lunged towards the football. That's the one thing, too, that we heard is we're going to see a healthy dose tonight of Davion Johnson carrying the football, perhaps 25 or 30 times. That's in the category of Mr. Hall for Northwest, who in one contest, in fact, last week, he carried it 45 times for the Indians in their win over Lakeside.
I think St. Charles is going to have to go wide because the Indians have nine guys within about 2 yards of the ball here.
And despite the fumble, they still gained a yard up to the 30, second out of nine. This time, Johnson gets it off the left side and finds a little seam and zips up to around the 35-yard line before he's knocked down on the play. It's Luke Fennell who makes the hit coming up from the secondary. Defensively for the Indians, it's Fulks, Beers, Davis, and Wagner up front. Smith, Manet, and Fry are the linebackers. In the secondary, it's Martin, Fennell, Hauser, and Gregorich. A lot of the same names on both sides of the football. And you look in the secondary, you got Fennell as a starter as a sophomore. Colin Hauser, 5'8", 155, and a freshman. And Northwest is an independent this year, but next year they'll play in the President's Athletic Conference, the PAC, up there in Stark County. Third down play. Davion Johnson has the first down, 40, midfield, Johnson 45, all the way down to the 40-yard line. And there's the big play you were talking about, Larry, with 5 minutes left to go, and the Cards get a first down.
Well, Northwest had five down linemen, a walk-up corner that was about a yard off the ball, two inside backers about 2 yards off the ball, and the weak side corner was about 3 yards off the ball. So they had about nine guys within about 3 yards of the football, and all they did was wall everybody down, go to the outside, and Davion's got the best speed on the field, so he gets outside. It could be a touchdown anytime.
The burst gives him a 25-yard gain and gives his team a first down at the 39-yard line of the Indians. Scoreless between Northwest and St. Charles. Glad to have you aboard here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
I think Northwest is daring them to go wide or daring them to throw the ball.
Whoa. Johnson barely got a tip of the football, and it's still fought for. That ball came free, but St. Charles says they have it back. The handoff, the burst by Davion Johnson was so rapid that when McGowan came back to give him the handoff, he only got the end, if you will, of the football.
And he got the back end of it. It was.
And they're still fighting for it. And the Indians say they have it, and now we get the signal that they do. Now they're going to have a consultation out there. Now they're going to say St. Charles has it.
They just pointed the wrong way.
Where do you make up your mind?
Maybe they had to flip a coin. It could have been a leaner. You never know.
So St. Charles gets it back, just the way you draw it up. You fumble it, you pick up three. Earlier they fumbled it, and they picked up one.
They may have to put that in the playbook.
Last night in the game, we had 162 yards in negative plays in the Pick North Gahanna game. Second down and seven now. I'm just inside the 37 to 36. McGowan. Got to keep it. Gets it inside the 35-yard line. That's about it. Fake the handoff that time to Anthony Miller. 5'7", 165, and a senior.
What really hurt that play was Anthony Miller's a backup fullback. And when he ran through the hole, he didn't run through like he had the ball. So there really wasn't a very good fake there. He needs to blow through the hole like he has the football. And then they're going to fake it to him or give it to him. And he doesn't know, so he's got to run through there like he's getting it every time.
Well, we mentioned Miller. We know that Johnson's in the backfield. Eric Igwebuke could be another running back. And I asked Bob Jacoby, who do you have after that? He goes, that is it. Larry Wolf's coming down after that.
They're in real trouble if that happens.
Third and six from the 35, but they are extremely thin. And we've got whistles and flags, and we have encroachment on the defense. I think we had somebody for the Indians line up in the neutral zone. That was something we had last night that I'd never seen before. On consecutive plays, the same offensive lineman had lined up in the neutral zone. So we had the right guard lined up in the neutral zone, two consecutive plays for Pickerington North last night.
I know there's that neutral zone from the tip of the football to the back tip of the football, and your hand can't be in there and your helmet can't be in there. And you always wonder, what's the big deal? Everybody knows where they are. It's not like you're gaining an advantage there. But I get the rule. I understand the rule.
It is now third and less than one, Larry, from the 30.
Well, it looks like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in there. There's so many guys bunched in there.
Backs off set. We got a hanky again, and again, we've got somebody lined up in the neutral zone. I'm wondering if that's a point of emphasis this week after what I saw last night.
Perhaps we need some education. Gentlemen, this is a ball.
Yeah. Well, the problem that we have is we're about a light year away from everything.
Yep. So. Well, the ball's on a line, though. Come on, you can't. It's not like it's hard to figure out where the ball is. It's the only brown thing out there on a white line. So
hey, they had a long drive from Stark County. Cut them some slack.
Did the ball change?
Yes, it did.
On the way down?
Yeah, look at the Browns. It changes every week for them. First and 10 now from the 25-yard line. Again, the backs are offset. Davion Johnson trying to take it outside. There was nothing inside, so he tried to bounce it outside, and he found even less out there as he's brought down by Colin Hauser coming up from the secondary to make the hit. On the play, he'll lose about four. It'll be second and 14.
You know, that's a mistake by Davion because St. Charles doesn't have the offense to overcome a four-yard loss. Just stick it up in there, get your 1 or 2 yards. Not every play is going to go to the house, and so just be patient. And this offense is a patient offense anyhow.
Could we see a pass from Carl McGowan?
Say it isn't so. Come on. Ooh, we've got an unbalanced line here. Okay, I was going to say they don't have enough guys over here.
They'll shift it over now, and Fix goes wide to the bottom of the set.
This looks like a toss sweep to me.
To the short side?
Yep. And got them outflanked if they come out here. Now it's a reverse.
Around the left side, inside the 25, inside the 20, and knocked out of bounds. Inside the 15-yard line. Nice game that time by Charles Quinn, who used to wear 2, is wearing number 9 tonight, has a nice gainer. And with 1:37 left to go, St. Charles on a drive.
St. Charles had him outflanked by alignment. The entire defense seemed to be shifted over, and all they had to do was get one key block on the edge, and they got it, and they ran reverse. I thought it would be a toss sweep, but in fact, it was an end-around kind of reverse.
Knocked out inside the 15-yard line. They're going to mark it officially at the 14. So first and 10 from there for St. Charles. Scoreless with 1:37 left to go in the first stanza between Northwest and the Cardinals. Backs again offset. Davion Johnson, the deep man. Fake the handoff. McGowan keeps. And goes down. Great penetration that time. Didn't make the play, but a guy that slowed it down was Eli Beers, who came through. He's a 3-year starter defensive tackle, all-county defensive lineman as well, too.
You know, I don't know if St. Charles has a toss play or a toss sweep play, but I'm just thinking how fast Davion Johnson is. If he gets to the edge, he's got a chance.
Well, you know, you have to simplify
everybody's
the playbook,
right? Right.
With the number of injuries they've had, so we'll see if they can do that. Is wide to the top of the set now goes Quinn. Fix to the bottom. Second down. They need 11 from back of the 15-yard line. McGowan under center. Wants to throw across the middle. Pass incomplete. Had Lohizer in a bad spot right in the hands.
Yep. It was a quick look in. It was just a ball fake to the fullback. Stand up and hit the quick look in to the tight end, and it just hit him right smack dab in the hands, and he couldn't hang on to it.
So the big tight end, who stands 6'3", 225, and is but a sophomore, can't corral the football, and it'll be third down and long with 52.5 left to go in the first quarter.
Well, again, they're in field goal range now. They just have to take care of the football here. Don't do anything silly. No big losses. St. Charles got to have a chance to get on the scoreboard.
But a field goal was an adventure last time, too.
I know.
They change it up this time with Anderson offset to the left. Miller, the deep man. McGowan under center on the third down play. Rolling left. Looking, looking, looking. And decides to tuck and keep and get it inside the 10-yard line. I thought he was going to do a little shovel there to Davion Johnson at the last minute, but he opted to keep it himself.
Ball's going
to
be at about the 6. They're going to be fourth and about 1.5, maybe.
Let's see where they put it. Actually, it's going to be a little further than that now.
Well,
going to have it back near the 7-yard line, so it's going to be fourth down from there. Fourth and a long 2, almost 3. And according to when the referee just blew the whistle and pointed the arm, they do have to run one more play. The difference was just about 1 second.
They're going for it.
On fourth down and a long 2.
Come on, guys!
Back from an eye. Johnson, hands on knees. McGowan wants to throw the quick pop across the middle, looking for Lohizer again. This time leads him by a step, and the pass is incomplete. And that will end the first quarter. No flags. St. Charles with their opportunities to score, but they come up empty after the first 12 minutes. St. Charles nothing, Northwest nothing. We'll pause and remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back to Walt Plank Field. First,
you guess.
And 10 from the 5. Yeah, they're a ways away. I got to tell you, total offense the first quarter for Northwest, nothing. No rushing yards, no passing yards, no first downs for St. Charles. 34 yards all on the ground. First and 10 from the 5-yard line. Ball pops up in the air, and the quarterback tries to get it. Fennell, but St. Charles says they have it. It popped up right after the snap, and the Cards come away with the football. On the recovery, number 33 for St. Charles, and that is Kevin Leary, the linebacker.
Well, that's two big turnovers now that the defense for St. Charles has gotten the offense deep in Indian territory. St. Charles has to strike here.
The only number I can give you for the Indians in the first quarter is they had four penalties for 20 yards and one turnover.
And nil. You can't use nil in football, can you?
Well, that was the pitch they were practicing soccer.
Ooh.
A little before, so I guess you can call it nil.
I'd get excommunicated from the football family, there's no doubt. It's zero.
Yeah, I can't watch 90 minutes if something goes nil-nil.
No.
First and goal from the 6 for the Cards. Third opportunity to score now. Iwabuke is now in the backfield. McGowan wants to throw. The quick pop pass is caught. Low pass and caught for the touchdown. Perfect spot as Fix is there for 6. Makes the catch. 13 seconds into the second quarter, and then it was 6-0 Cards.
He ran a 5-yard stop route or a hitch route, whatever you want to call it, and just turned around at the goal line, and the ball was right on target.
Tanner Fix had 4 catches against Watterson for 49 yards, and now, early in the second quarter, after struggling to score on 2 prior possessions on the short side of the 50, they get the 6, and the Cards now looking for more in the person of Clayton Anderson.
What St. Charles did there is they ran trips to the wide side and singled up the short side receiver, Fix, and got one-on-one coverage and just threw the easy hitch route.
And some different faces out there, too. They had Iquibuque out there, and Anderson with the extra point. It is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 13 seconds in the second quarter, St. Charles 7, Northwest nothing. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Randy Nick-Onaga has a touchdown, and Hartley leads 14-0 over Reigning Sports Academy. And Watterson has an early 6-0 lead over Winton Woods.
And here McGowan on a 6-yard pass to Tanner Fix. Anderson the PAT. One play, 6 yards. Took 5 seconds off the clock. And now St. Charles up 7-0 in this one. Remember, the Cards at 2-7 and Northwest at 6-3. And they were hoping for an opportunity at least for a playoff spot, although the odds look slim. I didn't talk to Drew Pastor about that. I did talk about Pick North with him, and he said they had a 93% chance if they won last night, which they did. And for the Cards, they're definitely eliminated. Martin's going to start the return on the kick from the 10-yard line up to the 15. Side steps to the right, tries to work his way outside, does so, 20, 25, 30, and up to the 35-yard line, and tumbles out of bounds at around the 37, with 11:37 left to go. So a nice return of about 27 yards, and the Indians will have good field position as they try to get positive yardage for the first time tonight.
You know, we talked about it at the break there when we were away at commercial about kicking game, a big play in the punt game, block or something, and of course you get the fumble here, and that's how it's going to go tonight, because I don't think either offense is going to be able to move the ball against the defenses.
So first and 10 now for the Indians from the 37-yard line again. They go with a three-back look. Two to the left in a line next to Fennell, one to the right. And he's going to hand it off. It's Hull trying to turn the corner. He got up to the 39-yard line, and he has whipped down right there. Making the hit on the play is Eric Cothard, big number 72 for the Cards, returning starter who likes math and music.
You know, the Indians that time lined up with four across in the backfield. The quarterback was the second man from the right, and they had two running backs to the left, and they just ran power sweep to the left with the two lead blockers. They're doing it again this time with one behind now.
Second down and 9 from just past the 38-yard line, 11:08 left to go. On the ground they go again, right up the middle, Hull.
gets away from two guys, works his way outside, midfield, 45, tightroping the sidelines. He did a little sidestep, almost like a soft shoe, along the sidelines, trying to stay in bounds, and got a big gainer going down the sidelines. There's a guy that's got agile feet. 22 yards for number 22.
Good run. He kind of got grabbed and spun around, and he just toe-tapped sideways down the sidelines. It was a good run there.
They're going to mark him down at the 40-yard line in St. Charles territory. So they have positive yardage now. They've got a first and 10 across the 50-yard line. It's Hull again. And Hull still fighting, squirming all the way down to the 35. What they do is they use Eli Beers and Logan Wagner. A lot of times it's just blocking backs. Eli Beers goes 6'1 and 220. He's a junior. And Wagner's 6'1 and 210. He's got a fuller beard than I will ever have of red hair. Saw him before the game. This guy looks like Grizzly Adams with red hair. And those two guys are quite often the lead blockers for Hull through the hole. This time off the left side. And not that much there for Hall as he got knocked down after a gain of a couple on the play. Reaching down and grabbing the ankles and touching one to the other was Joseph Rivera coming up from the secondary to make the hit for the Cards.
You know, one of the things that the Indians are doing with this backfield action in the line is they're wrapping their guard. Colton Rhodes is their biggest, strongest guard, and he's wrapping around and he's pulling up through. So they got two lead blockers and a guard wrapping around, or tackle wrapping around, and it's pretty formidable.
Third and three from the 33. Again, three backs, one to either side of Fennell. And a deep man is Hall. Fennell's going to keep and go off the left side and has the first down. If he keeps his balance, he's still going. Squirts through a seam on the left side, down inside the 27 near the 26, and that's enough for Northwest.
He was barely tripped up that time. Davion Johnson got a hand on his foot. That's about all there was, and he stumbled about another 3 or 4 yards. It looked like he might break it.
They say that Luke has a good arm. He's improving from a passing standpoint. Good runner. The one problem he's had early in the campaigns, they say, is fumbling too much, especially early in contests. And we saw that already in this game, too. And now we have an encroachment call. St. Charles is called for the 5-yard penalty with 9:43 left to go. That'll mark the ball down to the 21.
Now, obviously, they're lining up close to the ball. And we have an official that is looking right down the edge of the ball. So he sees a hand over the ball because nobody jumped and nobody moved. It was an alignment penalty. So they're going to get this straightened out.
Roger Edzinger is the referee. Umpire is Adam Metz. Linesman is Greg Scheck. The line judge is Eric Edzinger. We've got a father-son combo out there. Handoff goes Hall. Left side now finds a gap up the middle. Takes it inside the 20-yard line and down near the 15-yard line. By the way, the back judge is Mark Cote.
Now, the St. Charles defense needs to get a stand here. I mean, their offense is going to struggle all night. You just scored 7 points because of a break, and now you're going to turn around and let a team go 65 yards on it. That can't happen. They've got to stiffen right now.
Second down and one now from the 17-yard line. They need to get inside the 16 for a first down. 9:09 left to go. St. Charles bluffing a blitz. Did they draw some movement up front? I think they got a false start on the offense with the bluff they did that time, so mark it off 5 against the Indians. Both lines are easily intimidated early on here.
Very jittery. That's a big word.
For a small guy.
Like mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, a lot of letters in the word jittery.
Can you spell either one?
Nope.
Not without spitting.
No.
Second down at 6 from the 22. 8:54 left to go. Again, the triad of backs surrounding Fennell. He will keep it off the right side, bounce it outside, now take it back inside. Boy, I tell you what, I think he would like to think about that again because Davion Johnson came up, so he made the move inside, and I think that scared him a little bit. If he bounces it outside, he probably takes it in.
There was nobody in the secondary down the outside of that play. And Davion Johnson pitchforked it inside, and all he had to do was just the Fennell keep the ball to the outside. I think it's 6-7 right now.
Third and 3 from just past the 19-yard line. Again, one back to either side of Fennell. Hall is the deep man behind him. Hall's going to get the handoff. Try to take it around the left side. And whip around and down. Thank you very much to Do-Si-Do. And your signal caller and auctioneer there and calling the square dance, Greg Scarpitti, makes the hit on the play. Boy, he came through and just spun him around 360 and then another 180 and then brought him down. And now that sets up a long field goal situation here. We're looking at almost a 40-yarder.
40 yards.
For Noah Donatelli.
This could be a block, pick it up, and score if St. Charles executes this right.
He is 6 of 8 on field goals, and he's good from 40-plus already this season. There's a snap. The kick, it is up. He's got plenty of legs.
Yes, he does.
And it is good from 40 yards. 7-3 as the Indians get on the board. We'll pause with 7:39 left to go to the first half. CCL Game of the Week right here, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Kyle Gibson gave Newark Classic an early 7-0 lead, but Watkins has returned an interception 40 yards for a touchdown to tie it up. Marquette Dixon has a touchdown run now for Hartley, and they lead the reigning Thunder 21-0. And after one quarter of play at Whitehall, the Rams lead Fisher Catholic 14-0.
Interesting to see what happens with Hartley after week number 10. Will they be, say, a 4 seed and be a home team? Will they be a 5 seed? Don't know what's going to happen, but we know something. Hopefully we'll have a team in on Friday night. We should next week. We'll bring you playoff action right here on AM 820. And then, of course, the Sales will play on Saturday night. So we're looking at the potential of a doubleheader weekend next weekend here on AM 820. Donatelli to boot it from the 40-yard line. He's going to keep it along the ground and go up in the air and head out of bounds. I almost thought it was touched by an up man by St. Charles, but it bounced over his... But the little grub kick now is what they're calling a lot of these kicks. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's the new terminology I got the last couple of weeks. Kick. Grub kick, yes.
Are you trying to pull up the grubs out of the grass?
Exactly, because it kind of scoots along the ground like that. They don't call it pooch anymore. They call it a grub kick.
That probably has something to do with computers, doesn't it?
Who knows? And they're going to go ahead and kick that one more time. They mark him back five, make him kick it from the 35.
You know, they don't want to kick deep to Davion Johnson. I understand that. You just got to keep that ball in bounds, and you got a chance.
Well, this is where you go for the diagonal kick the other direction then, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. He goes back there with Davion. It's Peter Griffith on the wide side.
Yep, he's on the far side of the field. See if they opt to kick it that way.
And it would be difficult for St. Charles to get its wedge all the way over there. But then again...
Donatelli has it teed up. And the left footer, it hits a St. Charles guy up close, and the kicker recovers. It hit a St. Charles guy, but they're going to say they left early. Wow. They're going to say the Indians left early, and so there'll be a 5-yard penalty, and they'll kick it again from the 30-yard line. That ball went more than 10 yards. It hit a St. Charles guy with a rocket hop. And right into the breadbasket of Donatelli, who said, look what I found, and corralled it. But now they're going to have to kick it from the 30.
It hit Charles Quinn in the front line. He just couldn't get out of the way of it.
Yeah.
And it just drilled him and went right backwards. But they were offsides, and they blew the whistle immediately. So,
against the Indians for 35 yards. Keep this up, they'll be kicking from the goal line.
That bus ride. They got bus lag.
10 more yards, and it'll be almost like a free kick.
They might just want to kick it deep and
yeah.
Go right down the middle here and just split the middle because the deep safeties are way, way wide for St. Charles.
7-3, St. Charles leads. And a little punch to the far side. That's exactly what they do. And Griffith's going to try to scoop it up, and he falls on it just barely. He lost the handle at first, then went back and retreated and kind of dove back on the football. And when he did so... Peter is able to cover it up and give St. Charles the ball. Nothing has been easy tonight.
Both of these teams need a timeout. They need to just go over and just calm down.
Take a nap?
Well, no, maybe they're doing that now. Maybe they need to wake up.
Hello.
It seems like everything's out of sync for both teams.
Well, you found your groove, Stella.
I never had a groove.
Okay.
A groove, yes, not a groove.
First and 10 from the 37. If Ibuke is in, there's the up back. He is diminutive at just over 140 pounds. Toss near side. Davion Johnson tries to cut it inside and gets it up to around the 39, maybe the 40-yard line before he's brought down. At the bottom of the stack is the aforementioned number 30, and that is Mr. Wagner, who we talked about. Logan normally wore 16 but put on his jersey about 2 weeks ago and ripped it. So he switched to number 30. Was wearing 16. His favorite number, so made that change. Northwest is a team that last week got by Lakeside 31-0. They played Cloverleaf, Canton South, Orville, Crestwood, New Philly, Canton Central Catholic, Warrensville Heights, and also Madison Comprehensive and Lakeside. Second down and 7 from the 40-yard line. Johnson with a burst. Ooh. As he hits the hole. Wow, I thought
he was going to go somewhere, but a collision right at the 42-yard line.
Well, that was your man, number 30 again.
Run time by number 29,
Logan Wagner. I mean, he just came through there like a beast.
And Eric Fry helping to clear it up as well, too.
And Roger Stewart was in there, too. I mean, there was a meeting at the ball that time.
Wagner 6'1", 210 at a senior. Fry 6'1", 220 at a senior. Ball up to the 41-yard line. Third down. They need about five from there with 6:20 left to go. First half, St. Charles leads Northwest 7-3. Backs offset, Equal Buque and Johnson. Fix wide to the bottom. Toss to Davion, far side. Accelerates 40, 45, midfield, and goes out of bounds. Can't tell on the far side exactly where, but we know that it's more than enough for the first down as they'll move the sticks. They may mark him out right near the 50.
That's the place I think St. Charles can execute well, is on the edges, because Davion Johnson has more speed than anybody that I've seen so far for Northwest.
Actually going to mark him out at the 48-yard line. They needed to get to the 47, so still enough for the first down for St. Charles. 24th in Division 2, Region 7. Bob Jacoby, first year as head coach, 3 years at Hamilton Township. 3 years at Hamilton down in Butler County as well, too. Of course, the long tenure at DeSales as well, too. First and 10 from the 48. Toss sweep near side, which is the wide side. Davion Johnson cuts it inside. 50-45 down to the 41-yard line. He needed one more block.
Well, they can get to the edge. They're turning the corner, and they're getting people out in front. And then Davion is he's a pretty good athlete. And so when he turns his shoulders, in this case east and west, and gets downhill, he's a pretty good running back.
I thought Eric Fry got kicked on that play. He's sitting down, in fact.
Yeah.
He started to get up, and now he's going to sit down right at the 47-yard line. So Fry being attended to, the inside linebacker, right at the 47-yard line of the Indians. 5:58 left to go. St. Charles leads 7-3. We'll pause for 30 seconds. CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel. Catholic Radio.
Malik and Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Just under 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Ben Dankow has a touchdown run now for the Hawks, and Hartley leads the reigning Thunder 28-0. Fisher Catholic is on the board. They score a touchdown, extra point blocked. However, they trail Whitehall 14-6. And a couple big games in the area. Johnstown leads Heath 14-7, and Jerome has a 7-0 lead over Kilbourne.
Here at 7-3 St. Charles over Northwest out of Canal Fulton, Stark County. Mark the ball at the 41-yard line for St. Charles in Northwest territory. Fixed to the bottom. McGowan having an extended conversation with Davion Johnson now. Igwe Buque, look how small he looks.
Oh, it's not how small he looks, it's how small he is.
5'6 and 145.
Maybe.
And he throws long downfield as McGowan for Fix and overthrows him to the outside shoulder as well, too, right around the 14-yard line.
Not a bad deal. That's an easy pass to throw. It's a three-step drop and just launch it, and your best receiver is one-on-one.
Tanner Fix already with a touchdown catch in this contest. It'll be second and 10 now from the 41. 5:31 left to go. Cards looking to build and try to get something going on the senior night, Larry, for next season. Got to be frustrating, I assume, for Bob Jacoby. I'm sure you've never been in a scenario like this.
Well, I've been in the scenario exactly. It's, you know, you don't want the season to end for your kids, but you need to get back in and reload it for next year. And that's, mm-hmm. So you're anxious to reload it, but at the same time, you want your kids to win their last game.
We had everything but a football, and now we've got that, too.
We don't need that.
That's all I need. Second and 10 from the 41.
This should be a toss sweep to the wide side.
That would be the top of your radio dial or smartphone, and that's where they're going with Davion Johnson. Flag down on the play. Accelerates, finds a little gap, and scoots. I mean, he scoots inside the 35 to the 34, but DeHanke is resting back at the 43-yard line, and holding is the call.
Yeah, that's going to be on Jake Sattler, number 78. His man cut across his face, and he reached out and kind of tripped him up with his hand. It had no effect on the play. The play was going the opposite direction.
Larry, after a tough season, what was the first thing you did when you got back in the football frame of mind?
Well, you give your kids some time off because they need some time off, first of all. But then you get together and you say, listen, fellas, we're going to open the weight room. Here's the date, yada, yada, yada. And you get in there and everything is positive. This season is a positive season because you have to have growth. And if you have growth, it's positive. And then you just start building. You get after them, every little detail. You focus on every little thing in the weight room. And they get used to hearing you bark at them for a while.
Second down and 20 from back at the 48-yard line now. 5:10 left to go in ticking first half. St. Charles leads by four. Up man this time is Davion Johnson. He takes it across midfield, maybe to the 49-yard line in Northwest Territory, and that's it. So it'll be third down and long now for the Cards.
Well, you kind of had to know that was going to be the inside handoff because Davion Johnson switched places with Igor Buke, and he took the fullback spot. And so it was pretty easy to figure out who was getting it there.
The one thing that Bob Jacoby said is we need to play a field position game. And so far, they've been able to do that. Johnson now, by the way, 11 carries for 50 yards, but they've only been able to cash in one time.
This could be that one-man route again. I mean, you got Tanner Fix singled up out there.
He's to the top of the formation. Backs offset. Johnson the deep back this time. McGowan back to throw. Going long downfield again. Tanner Fix, and it just misses him by about 2 yards at the 13-yard line.
You know, he needs to throw that to be a 50-50 ball so Tanner has a chance to get it. I mean, he's trying to make a perfect pass into a little window, and instead, you can underthrow that one a little bit because even if it's picked off, it's a 35 or 40-yard play, so it's not a big deal.
Is he releasing it at the right time?
Yeah, the release is fine. He just needs to put more air under it and let his guy go up for it and have a 50-50 chance at it because it's too hard when you're not a great quarterback, you're not a passing team, to throw a perfect ball down the chute.
Nick Teague to punt. Ryan Gregorich standing back at his own 19-yard line. Teague standing at his own 37. Good snap. He's got time. He gets it off. It is high, and that's about it.
Shank Opotamus.
And it's going to go out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. No pressure on that either. 17 yards on that punt with 4:13 left to go here in the first half, and the Indians get it back, only down four.
Well, St. Charles needs to get the ball back here, turn the ball over on the short side of the 50. So either they need to get a three and out and get a short punt, or they need to turn the ball over right now.
Here come the Indians. Again with the three backs, two either side now of Fennell. He's going to hand it off the deep man, and that's Hull, who found a seam, despite the fact that there were about 17 bodies in there, and got it up to around the 34-yard line.
Well, there was a hole, and then it looked like a scrum. I mean, the hole disappeared in a hurry.
I mean, when you see all these bodies, I keep harkening back to the days of Mark Hundley and the double tight, double wing that he used to run at Dublin Jerome, because we've seen that trend in football. We talk about playing in space, and at the same time, we see about 18 guys interlocked together.
Yep.
Second down. Mark the ball at the 34-yard line. Second down and eight from there.
Look out.
A gap off the left side, accelerating up to the 40, maybe the 45-yard line. And a nice gainer that time for Hull. He's got the first down. Again, this is a guy that rushed for over 300 yards in a contest. Not the featured back, they didn't think, this season. But gets a nice gainer of a dozen and moves the sticks as he crosses the 45-yard line.
That time, St. Charles walked Ian Klingler up on the line of scrimmage, and he blitzed off the edge. The problem was his blitz wasn't pinched tight enough. He came up the field, was an easy kickout block, and he created a big seam. Here he comes again.
Oh, another guy that can hide behind his blocking backs. That time gets the handoff again. Wow, he got hit solidly right at midfield. Putting his shoulder into him was Peter Griffith.
Good old-fashioned tackle. Good shoulder tackle there.
In fact, Peter has to readjust his helmet after that contact.
Yeah,
gain on the play of about four.
You'd probably like him not to get his helmet across the bow there. I know that's old school, putting your helmet across the bow, and now they teach it to go behind.
Second and a short six right at the 50-yard line. Hull again, left side, finds a gap, 45-yard line, brought down at the 44. Davion Johnson makes the hit, but with the extension of his body across the 45, I think that Hull and company may have enough for the first down, and they do with 2:48 left. Well, now they seem to find their rhythm or their groove, as we were talking about before, but is there enough time with 2:40 and ticking? This time,
Fennell on the keeper. Not much there. There was penetration that busted up that play, and it was done by Captain Kevin Leary, who came into the backfield and forced the play inside.
Now, Kevin Leary came through clean, and he just got a little too deep. One of the things you want to do when it's a run play is you want to come across to about the feet of the offensive lineman and then find the football. You don't want to just keep running north and south and getting up the field because you create vertical and lateral seams.
Kevin, who likes social studies, started playing ball in Rochester, New York, and moved into this area in sixth grade. This time a keeper by Fennell, and Fennell's not going to go anywhere. Hall is having this success, and Fennell decides to call his number again. He's not been able to run the ball successfully here the last couple times, and the ball's going to be marked inside the 44-yard line near the 43, and that's about it. With 1:52 and ticking, and again now the clock, not a friend and more of a foe right now for the Indians.
Well, one of the things that you're starting to get a sense that St. Charles feels comfortable. You know, they've played LaSalle, they've played Hartley, they've played DeSales. They weren't comfortable in those games. This game, they're starting to feel a little more comfortable.
Third down and nine from the 43-yard line. 90 seconds left to go. And on the carry that time, inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. They'll be shy of the first down as Hall on the carry again off tackle. It's going to be fourth down and four, almost five, with 1:17 and ticking. They're going to give him forward progress to the 38, so we'll call it fourth down and four from there. And where's the sense of urgency right now?
I don't see it. There's a minute eight. I think they're thinking if they get the first down on fourth down, there'll be some urgency. But right now, they don't want to give the ball back to St. Charles in the midfield area.
Teams with their full complement of timeouts left. 55 seconds left to go. Fourth down and four. Fennell to keep. Reverses his field. Not going to do it. Brought down back at the 48-yard line. The guy that finally wrapped him up was Kevin Leary, but there were four cards waiting for him when he decided to call his own number.
Well, he just wouldn't go down. He got spun around. He came to the left. He got spun around, went back to the right, got spun around again, and came back to the left. And every time he spun around, he kept losing yardage. Good defensive stand by the St. Charles Cardinals. So now you're thinking, well, there's 45 seconds to go, and you're up 7-3, and you got the ball almost in midfield. Do you take that shot deep again, or if you have some kind of trick play, reverse or halfback pass, you know, you never know. This could be the time.
From the 47-yard line for McGowan and Company.
Because I promise you, everybody thinks Davion Johnson's getting the ball here.
They may be right. I may be crazy. No. McGowan wants to throw, looks, guns, got Fitz across the middle, makes the catch inside the 40 near the 38. There's a first down.
Yep. A little turn-in route, about a 12-yard, just go down and turn into the open, soft area of the zone. And
clock stops while they move the chains. Still not set. Now they crank the clock. 36, 35, 34. McGowan wants to throw the out pattern. Pass goes to Fix. He makes the catch. Knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
See, they've got Fix singled up out here. They've got Davion Johnson and two other receivers to the wide side of the field. So the secondary has to roll that direction. So you got one-on-one coverage out here. And Nasir Martin is one-on-one with Fix. And Fix is just running short routes, inside routes, outside routes. He's running pretty much whatever he wants.
Second and two from the 30. 30.8 left to go.
Same formation, except this time we've got a running back in the backfield.
That is Davion Johnson. Back to throw. Trips to the top. That's the way they look. Pass is complete. Inside the 25, down near the 20-yard line. That's another first down. Charles Quinn with the catch.
You know, the thing about this is these St. Charles kids are used to this because this is the offense from last year. I mean, this is the trips to one side, single receiver to the other side. And
21 seconds, clock running. Ball inside the 20 at the 18. McGowan back to the throw. Pressure's on, and he's going to go down and be sacked at the 25. They need a timeout, and they get it with 11.7.
Yeah, he needed to know that he couldn't take a sack there. That ball had to come out. Even if he's covered, just throw it away. Because you'd have had 18 or 19 seconds, maybe, and you wouldn't have lost the timeout.
Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20, where Ryan Baker is standing by. And, Ryan, what do you have on the menu for halftime, sir?
Well, Randy, a lot of big games with playoff implications. We'll get you up to date on those here at halftime. Plus, let you know what's going on with the other Catholic teams in the area. Every team wrapping up their season tonight. Plus, we'll get a Ohio Dominican football preview and review with Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell. All of that coming up at half.
Thank you, Ryan. And right here, we're looking at the ball at the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and just about 17 from there. 11.7 left. What's the mindset here? Are you looking just to gain some more yards, contemplate a field goal, or are you looking for a touchdown here?
Well, right now you need to get the first down or get the ball down there where you can get a field goal. And then if you've got some time, you can throw one into the end zone because they're down about the 25-yard line. So if they can get 8 or 10 yards here, they can get themselves in field goal range. They've got fixed, singled up again.
He's
fade
to the
route's
top.
Open. The fade
yep.
route is
three
open.
To the bottom. Looking right. across the middle, looking long downfield, and overthrowing Davion Johnson with double coverage inside the 5-yard line. 7 ticks left in the half.
They've got time for one more pass.
And they may take another timeout. And they do.
It'll be a 42 or 43-yard field goal from here, so.
We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
On Reedy's first play from scrimmage, Devin Dukes goes 57 yards for a touchdown, and the Silver Knights lead Fayetteville 6-0. And Alonzo Booth just ran for a 50-yard touchdown run. It's 14-0 DeSales over Mount Vernon.
Boy, there's a surprise. That Booth kid will never mount to anything.
I thought Fayetteville was in North Carolina or Arkansas. I was kind of surprised. Third down and 17 from the 25. 7 ticks left to go. McGowan. Back to throw. Out pattern for Fix, and he throws that into left field. 3.3 left to go. Let's see if they bring on the field goal team. Indeed, they do with Clayton Anderson and company.
It's going to be 42, maybe 43, so this is going to be, it's going to put him all the way at his max. This could be a fake.
Yeah, Fix is the holder.
The Northwest coaches at the other end of the booth are yelling, watch the fake.
And remember, that's a different holder because Jake Moore was the holder early in the contest on the missed field goal. Actually, it was a bad snap. There's the snap. There's the kick. It is up, and it is not going to make it. It's going to sail left, and that will evaporate the remaining time of the first half. And Larry, at the break, St. Charles with a touchdown and a pass to Fix, and they lead 7-3 over Northwest.
Well, we kind of thought that it was going to go that way, that it was going to be a big play either on defense or a special team that was going to set it up, and it was sure a fumble at the 6-yard line by Northwest that set up the lone St. Charles touchdown. So 7-3, it's St. Charles in it, and they got to be happy about it.
We're at halftime here. 7-3 is the tally in this one. We'll take a break. We'll have more when we come back to Wallplank Field as St. Charles leads by 4 in the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.